on vainglory. Let us not be made desirous of vainglory, provoking one another. Galatians 5:26. The following is from St. John Chrysostom. The yearning after glory is a strange passion. It displays itself in 100 different ways. Some wish to be honored, some wish to be in regal power, some aspire to be rich, and others sigh to be strong and robust. This tyrannic passion, passing still further on, induces some to seek for glory by their alms deeds, others by their fasts and mortifications, some by their ostentatious prayers, others by their learning and science, so various are the forms of this monster vice. One need not be astonished that men seek after the emoluments and grandeur of this world, but what is more astonishing, and what more blamable, that anyone can be found who is proud and vain of his good works, of his fasts, his prayers, and of his alms. I confess that I am pierced to the heart when I see such holy actions tarnished by secret vanity. I feel as much grieved as I should be if I heard of an illustrious princess, of whom much was expected, giving herself up to all sorts of debauchery and vice. Men soon find that there is no one more importunate than he who, filled with vainglory, praises himself, gives himself airs, and places on his head a wreath of incense. He is laughed at for his vanity, and the more they notice that he boasts of himself, the more they endeavor to humiliate him. In fact, the more you try to attract the praise of the world by your own vanity and vainglory, the more will people either avoid you or laugh at you. Thus it happens that the result is contrary to our expectations. We are anxious that the world should praise us and exclaim, "What a good man, how charitable he is!" But people will say, "What a vain man, how easy to see that he wishes to please men rather than please God." If, on the other hand, you hide the good you do, it is then that God will praise you. He even will not allow any holy action to remain long concealed. You may try to suppress the performance of good deeds. He will take care to make them known, aye, better known than you could have possibly intended. You see, then, that there is nothing more antagonistic to glory and honor when you seek to do good merely for the purpose of being seen, known, and admired. It is the way of doing quite the contrary to what you intended, since, instead of showing off your goodness, you will only cause your vanity to be known to all men, and punished by Almighty God. This vice seems, as it were, to smother all our reasoning faculties, so much so that one would say that he who is a slave to vainglory has lost his senses. You would look upon that man as a madman who, being short of stature, would really believe that he was growing so tall that he would soon be able to look down on the highest mountain. After this extravagance, you would need no further proof of his insanity. So, in like manner, when you see a man who considers himself to be above all his fellow creatures, and would be offended were he compelled to mix with the common herd of men, you would seek for no other proof of his madness. He is even more ridiculous than those who have lost the use of reason, for he voluntarily reduces himself to that pitiable state of extravagant folly. The following is from St. Ambrose. Public approbation has but little effect on a man who has acted from good and conscientious motives. Such a man merits as much again as he seems to have disregarded before. Those who seek with too much eagerness for the esteem and applause of the world receive during this life the reward of their good works, but merit nothing for eternity. This is a maxim drawn from Holy Scripture. I, however, tell you that all those alms that are given to create a sensation are not meritorious, that those who with a flourish of trumpets proclaim to the world the good they have done have already received their reward. And even those who make a parade of their fasts and mortifications lose all the merit by vain ostentation. Our Savior teaches us to do good by stealth. It is God, not men, we ought to study to please. The reward which men can give us is frivolous and transient, but God reserves for us an infinite reward, an eternal recompense. The following is from Spanish Jesuit Alphonse Rodriguez. All the saints admonish us to be on our guard against vainglory, because, they say, it is a cunning thief which often steals from us our best actions, and which insinuates itself so secretly that it has struck its blow even before we have perceived it. St. Gregory says that vainglory is like a robber who first craftily insinuates himself into the company of a traveler, pretending to go the same way as he does, and afterwards robs and kills him when he is least upon his guard and when he thinks himself most secure. I confess, says the same saint, that when I go about to examine my own intention, even while I am writing this, I think that I have no other will than to please God. But notwithstanding, while I am not upon my guard, I find that a certain desire of pleasing men intermixes itself, and methinks I feel some vain satisfaction for having performed it well. How it comes to pass, I know not, but I perceive that, while I go on, what I do is not so free from dust and chaff as it was in the beginning. For I know that I began it at first with the sole view of pleasing God, but now I perceive other considerations mixing themselves, which render my intention less upright and pure than it was.